Now, this is according to Jay Glazer, who says the Steelers have named Russell Wilson as their week one starter. And this is all we've been waiting for, right? We've been wanting to know who's going to be the guy we're facing. Is it going to be Justin? Is it going to be Russ? We now know it's Russ. I do think, by the way, that Mike Tomlin thought about this and said, look, if we don't get off to a good start, Zeno, we can bench him. Have no repercussions whatsoever because there's no financial repercussions to this deal. And we can go with Justin, who's younger, obviously more upside, and see where this thing takes us. And maybe we figure out if we want to move forward with Justin or not, because I do not think win, lose, or draw that they're moving forward with Russell Wilson. They're not giving him a long-term deal at 36, about to be 37 years old. But with that said, does this make you feel any better? Do you feel the same? How do you feel now knowing that that's the guy we're going to face? And we've all been kind of wondering, you know, who might we have better odds against if one of these guys was going to start week one?
Let me just put it to you this way in the big picture context, right? You went into this, the Steelers went into this camp with a, quote, open competition. If you had a good quarterback, it wouldn't be an open competition. There's a reason why both of these guys were free and available. They're both likely to start multiple games. They're both likely to play high at one point, low at another. And honestly, it's a coin flip. I mean, it really does. I would love to hear the plausible argument as to why facing Russell Wilson is better than facing Justin Fields, or vice versa for that matter. I don't think it matters. At the end of the day,
I do think one has more athletic upside.
Sure, Justin Fields. Yes, I mean, you know, the idea of the dual threat that he is presents some more defensive challenges for the Falcons. But again, in reality, this game will be won by the Falcons' offense against the Steelers' defense. If the Steelers' defense comes out and plays and they can't block up front and they can get to Kirk Cousins and create havoc there, the Falcons will struggle in this the whole game. But I would tell you, if the Falcons get to 23 in this game, Carl, it should be good night. I don't know if they'll cover the number at that point, but it should be good night. They should be able to win this game. You put 23 up on this defense, even with Russell Wilson there. Russell Wilson last year in an offense with Sean Payton that is crafted for quarterbacks to be successful barely averaged 20 points a game.
True.
So, you know, just write that number down and circle it. You guys can, you know, cut the tape right here and play it back after week one. If the Falcons get to 23, they're winning the game.
You may not like or may not respect their wide receiving core because one of these guys was with us and didn't do anything in Van Jefferys. George Pickens coming out of Georgia, high promise.
Pickens is good.
A lot of expectations, yes. But I don't think we've seen him at his best because of the quarterback situation. Kenny Pickett, yeah, right? Now you get in there and you're going to see if Russ, and he should be whatever quarterback is playing, he should be their number one target. But then you'd look at the other wide receiver in Calvin Austin and you say, okay, do those guys scare you? Not necessarily, but that's not why I think we're going to win this game. I've said it for a week now. I'll say it all into next week until we get to this game. Their offensive line is not good. It's banged up. And when it is good, those young players, they're asking a lot of. They drafted offensive line. And the point that I've been saying is this is an area where I don't know if they figured it out. Even if Russ plays well against us, I think we can get pressure. I do not think they'll run the ball as well as they want to in an Arthur Smith offense. And more importantly, to your point, Zeno, it is a Super Bowl defense. Say what you want. TJ Watt, Cameron Hayward, Patrick Queen. I mean, you're talking about Minka Fitzpatrick. They got Super Bowl caliber guys on that defense. And it is a defense that should keep you in many games.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. But point threshold, I think you're right about that.
Here's the thing. And this is the key to the game. Okay. And this is something we talk about in the sports betting world a lot, just so people can understand the context. Game script, right? This is not an offense the Steelers have that is built to play catch up.
No.
Period. So the point is,
just
for the
like
Falcons,
we weren't last year.
Right. So the point is, you take the points early, even if it's fourth and one from the 21-yard line, take the points, get up, and force the Steelers offense to continue to have to make plays to get themselves into a positive game script. As long as you keep Russell Wilson and company in a negative game script, you're always going to have the advantage. Now, we get more news, and thanks to Brandon Mincy, who tweeted this to you and I, Dukes, that Adam Schefter tweeted out, Pittsburgh starting offensive guard Isaac Samalo, is that how you say that, left practice today with apparent pec injury. So they may be missing an O-lineman, a starting O-lineman for the game.
They're already missing one. He's great, by the way. He might be their best offensive lineman, left guard, Samalo. This is what I'm talking about. We can talk about all the brand names and the star power, all that if you want to. This still gets down to blocking and tackling. And right now, with a healthy defensive line, and we know what our roster looks like, I truly believe that we're going to be able to get after Russell, get some pressure, not only get sacks, get some forced throws, because he'll be pressed a little bit, but it gets back to the O-line. And this is why I said all along, I thought maybe Justin, knowing that, might get the nod. But here's where I'm at. It's easier to go away from Russell Wilson and go to Justin Fields than it is to go away from Justin Fields and try to go back to him later in the season, because people will say, what are you doing, Mike Tomlin? Well, what are you doing? So you start the vet. You start the guy that's won a Super Bowl. Whether you think he's any good now, whether you think he's a bum, as we like to say on this show, the fact is you go with that and you see where it takes you. And then Zeno, 4, 5, 6 games in, and it'll be a Pittsburgh problem, not ours. I just want to get past week 1. They will figure it out and say, you know what, he's not giving us what we need, and maybe it's week 8, who knows? And Justin gets the nod, and then you just roll from there. At the end of the season, though, remember, they can walk away from both of these guys for literally nothing. And that is the benefit. The downside of that is you are talking about a team that has expectations to go to the playoffs, which is why everybody talks about our first 3 games.